He did enlist in the Navy.
He did.
This would have been near the end, I think, of World War I.
Again, there's a letter from his dad, written in pencil. His dad was dying at the time. And he wrote this letter, the dad did, and he told Addie that he was so concerned that he might have to go to war. He even suggested that he join the Navy. He thought that was where he ought to be. Then I think Daddy went to West Virginia or someplace. Then they shipped him to California. He was close to San Francisco. I think it's Goat Island, they call it. Well, anyway, there's a Navy base there. That's where he was sent. Daddy loved it, and he loved San Francisco from then on. He said, I never felt better than when I was out there close to the ocean. So he might have made a good Navy man if he'd ever had the opportunity.
By the way, 91,000 Oklahomans died in World War I.
I couldn't believe that.
That's quite a number.
I could not believe that number.
Your father, he was a short man, wasn't he?
He wasn't very tall.
5'7", 150 pounds.
Yeah. I think some of them called him the little man, but he could be pretty powerful.
After the war, when he leaves the Navy, he goes to school, I believe.
OU again.
And that was in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
What was his mission to go to OU?
I think at one time he thought about studying law, because I remember there were some law books around our house.
That's my recollection, is that he had an interest in the law.
So in 1919, he would have been 23. Did he find himself kind of out of place? He was not of the so-called wealthy class of students.
No, and he was an Acacia fraternity.
He was one of the founders.
I think he was, too. I think these were people that weren't on the fraternity list, and they just formed their own.
You know, I could see Lloyd Noble not interested in fraternity people. He was more serious than that. I just have a sense that he was thinking about what the future had in store, what he was going to be doing, what role college was going to play in his life. You know, a normal college kid who's young and wanting to play, I don't think Lloyd Noble would have had time for that.
Well, and I got a little of this, too. Of course, I went to a girls' school first. But Daddy didn't think sororities were all that. He thought that it was sort of a snobbish thing and that you were leaving out a lot of people. So I didn't pledge a sorority till I was a junior, I think.
What school was that?
At OU. And I did because the first semester I was there, I lived at Hetty Lohr's. She had 7 girls, but it was a boarding house. There were 20 or so boys. They ate lunch and dinner there every day. I thought, well, that's not a bad place to live. But then my cousin and some my close friends were Pi Phis, so I did pledge Pi Phi. But I had to kind of apologize, say, Daddy, I'm doing this.
Was he okay with it?
I mean, this was after he died. I just had to sort of convince myself that it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was a great experience. I met a lot of nice people. Still, a lot of those I see.
So you graduated then from OU?
No, I didn't graduate. I got married in 51.
Who did you marry?
David Randolph Brown.
How did you meet him?
Actually, David and I, we think we met when I went with Daddy one time. A lot of times he'd come home and he was going out to the field or something and he'd just say, you all right out there with me? Of course, I'd always say yes. You know, something to do in Ardmore. So we went out and he wanted to stop by and see, I guess he was the superintendent or something. We stopped. There were 3 little boys playing out in the yard. They were about my age. One of them was younger and Daddy said something about you all can play. That's what I remember. I just remember these 3 little boys. David and I talked later because he had 2 brothers. I said, do you think that was you that I was playing with that day? And he said, well, I remember your dad brought you out there. He said, all I knew is you were the boss's daughter. And so he likes to say he married the boss's daughter. That's how I think we met. And then David's brother, who was my age, we were in the same class in high school. One night, Harry and I had been to the picture show or something. It was at Pretty's when Pretty's was downtown Ardmore, and it's where you kind of met and had coffee or Cokes or whatever. He said, oh, there's my brother. I said, he doesn't look much like you. He said, well, he's just finished his finals. He's in med school. I thought he looked kind of sickly myself. You wouldn't know that today, would you? So then one night, a friend of mine, a girl, wanted to meet one of my brother's friends. I said, well, I can fix that up for you. I know him pretty good. She, at that time, was dating David, but not really. They were just neighbors, I think. Anyway, I got her a date with Kenneth, and she said something about, well, maybe David will go. And I said, well, I don't even know him. But anyway, it just sort of evolved, and then we went square dancing, and we had fun. And
ultimately,
had 60 years almost.
When did you get married?
51.
And you had children?
We have three. We have a son, David Randolph. Susan Elizabeth lives in Dallas. Mary Ann Rooney lives in Oklahoma City. And our son lives in Oklahoma City also.
You must have several grandchildren by now.
I have nine. Seven boys and two girls.